Besbe Turkalp is a technology journalist and editor of GadgetDetective.com. He's also host of the Gadget Detective podcast, and he joins us now. Hi, Febzy. Thanks for coming on.
Good evening.
Well, you heard my little remarks. Do you think there's a connection between tech and loneliness?
There is, and it actually, funnily enough, it goes both ways. Sometimes tech can serve to make us more lonely, and sometimes it can help mitigate that loneliness. So really, it's not a simple picture. You can't just say tech is bad in this regard. The fact that tech allows many people to work from home tends to add to people's isolation. The fact that it allows for a gig-based economy where your boss is an app, that tends to make people more isolated as well. Having said that, technology can also be used to connect us to people that we wouldn't otherwise be able to connect with, and to help us feel less lonely. And don't forget the trend here. I mean, when you think of all that's said about the metaverse, that we are going to increasingly live in the online space, but it's up to us to design it in such a way that supports us and nurtures us and doesn't make us ill and prone to die early.
Then when you talk about the metaverse, there are people out there who may not know what you're talking about. What is the metaverse, and why would we want to live in the metaverse rather than in the real world?
Yeah, so the metaverse is, you can think of it as the next generation of the internet. So at the moment, the internet is something that we peer at through a screen, a small glass screen on our devices, typically, sometimes laptops, and it's very much we're peering into the world. The metaverse is like the internet, but it's going to be much more immersive. It's going to feed our senses in a much more real and more visceral way. So you'll not just be able to have a Zoom call with a friend and a cup of coffee over a Zoom call. You'll be able to sit at a table and look around and see your friends and interact with them in a much more human, more natural way. And at the beginning, that will be quite a clunky thing, just as the internet itself was clunky at the beginning. But eventually, you'll have these virtual worlds that people will choose to live in, because they'll be so much more seductive than the real world, which will be less attractive to us in many ways.
I'm trying to think of a situation where I'd want to be in the metaverse rather than the real universe. And maybe, you know, your children have moved to Australia and you want to see your grandchildren. I can imagine that. You know, if that could be properly realised into a meaningful experience, I can imagine that working, but it's still a bit of a stretch for me.
Yeah, well, and it is a stretch at the moment, and the technology isn't there yet and won't be for some time, but that's the road that we're on. So the reason I just say that is that given that that's the direction, we really have to think about how we create virtual spaces that are good for people, good for their mental health and as well as their physical health.
But isn't
health.
All the evidence that the more time you spend online, you know, the more time you spend actually with people, talking to people face to face at live events, is far more nourishing than time you spend online or on Zoom or, heaven help us, in the metaverse with our wraparound goggles on. I mean, yeah. There's an incredible statistic in this piece that is that one in five millennials doesn't have any friends. Now, these are children, now young adults, who've grown up with the internet, and look at the result.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, but it, you see, you can't just say, oh, when you're online, it's bad and we're lonely. Depends what you're doing. Apps are designed to make us addicted to them, to give us endorphin rushes every so often and keep us glued to the screen. Like you said, 3 hours went and you didn't even realise it. That's not an accident. Someone designed it to be that way, and that needs to change. It can be so much better. But yes, I mean, obviously, real social interaction at the moment is by far the most preferable. Whether it will always be, I don't know, but at the moment it is. But given that people are increasingly working from home, single individual households, I mean, did you see the study from was it, I think it was China, wasn't it, where China or Japan, I suspect, where the pensioners were actually seen to be committing crimes because they preferred being in prison to being lonely.
I think that's in the piece. That's another astonishing fact in the piece. And also digital distractions, I think they're ahead of them in the metaverse. Councils in Sydney and Seoul have installed, people are so distracted in Sydney and Seoul that pedestrians who don't look up from their phones while they're crossing the road have had to be given different sort of stop-go signals so that they know whether it's safe.
Yeah.
And it's as a result of this, pedestrian injuries have fallen because people just could not look up from their phones. And I've done it too. I've walked down a street, probably into oncoming traffic, while looking at an email.
Yeah.
This is nuts. What's happening to
people
us?
People driving their cars doing that as well. Yeah,
yes, well, we're going to get onto that.
It's, you know, I think the problem is that we've allowed social media companies to provide services which are, in quotes, free, but they're not free. We pay for them with our attention and our information and their ability to target advertising to us. If governments started to make changes to actually outlaw certain types of business model and force them to actually charge for the services in money instead of in kind, you might find that some of these apps become less...
Less sticky.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just... It's quite evil the way that some of these apps are designed. And if you talk to some of the geeks that were actually employed at the beginning to design them and how they used psychologists against us to take advantage of our frailties against us, both within games, social media apps, and the operating systems of our smartphones themselves are all designed to keep us in front of those screens. And that is not healthy.
Right. Well, it does sound to me as if the online world, the metaverse and all these social media apps are very, very seductive, but they actually don't provide a nourishing relationships. I mean, of course, we know that lots of people meet online, but on the whole, I think our lives are richer as if we don't let these apps run our lives.
Yeah,
agree?
I agree with that. I think the devil is in the detail. There's lots of, for example, if you joined a website where people have similar interests to yourself, you could find that very nourishing.
Okay.
But scrolling through Twitter is not we're meant to be doing with our lives.
Glad you said it. I agree. That was Fevzi Turkalp, a technology journalist and editor of GadgetDetective.com.